The resistance from a faction of franchisees to Easterbrook's mandated remodels, in some cases drastic enough to require a restaurant to be razed and rebuilt, reached a breaking point in January. The National Owners Association wrote in a letter to its 400 members then, it now counts more than 1,200, that the changes should be halted amid concerns about eroding profits and the costs of implementing Experience of the Future. To put it bluntly, the letter read, stop everything that is not currently in the works. Easterbrook concedes, his rollout hasn't been perfect. We were just going so hard at it, proved to be a bit of a handful, he says, of introducing the features in the U.S., many of which had already been phased in years before in France and Australia. While franchisees were right to put off remodeling to ensure they weren't distracted from efficiently running their restaurants, the domestic business was in dire need of a significant revamp, he says. The number of customers visiting U.S. stores had been declining in the last half of his predecessor's tenure. It was pretty obvious we were operating and moving slower than the outside world, and customers were voting with their feet.